Hey, wake up. New drinks just dropped at Wendy's. Cold foam, cold brew coffee, and sparkling energy. Both the caramel and the chocolate cold foam are just, so good. And the pineapple citrus and cherry limeade sparkling energy each have
80 to 120 milligrams
of added caffeine. So whether you need a treat first thing or to just stop yawning already, mornings hit different. To pick up a new pick-me-up, gotta be Wendy's. At participating U.S. Wendy's.
Trying to lose weight? It's time to try Hers. At forhers.com/foryou, you can access affordable, doctor-trusted weight loss treatments tailored just for you. These include oral medication kits or compounded GLP-1 injections. Through Hers, pricing for oral medication kits start at just $69 a month for a 10-month plan when paid in full upfront. No hidden fees, no membership fees. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hers brings expert care straight to you with 100% online access to personalized treatment plans that put your goals first. Reach your weight loss goals with help through Hers. Get started at forhers.com/foryou to access affordable, doctor-trusted weight loss plans. That's forhers.com/foryou, forhers.com/foryou. Paid for by Hims and Hers Health. Weight loss by Hers is not available everywhere. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Restrictions at forhers.com. Apply.
Hello and welcome to Crackin' Crime. I'm your host, Jamie Tilson.
Your co-host, Lay Seth Tilson.
I'm the bonus guy.
And the bonus guy.
Hells yes.
It's better than two testicles, three. Sorry, Grandma.
All right. Well, thank you guys for tuning in.
Actually, that sounds awful. Like, three testicles? Like, then you got to worry about that many more spermies, you know? And then, you ever been hitting them in the nuts? Now you got three of them?
Right. No, that sounds awful.
Yeah, anyway, moving on. That's weird.
Way too many testicles.
Way too many. That'd be nice if we just had one, you know? Girls only have one bean. Sorry, I listened to that Rodney Carrington, Fliggin' Your Bean, song today. Fliggy, 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 fliggy.
Seth might have had one too many already.
It's my third. So yeah,
it's not bad.
One or two too many.
Thank you guys for tuning in. Excited to be back. Always excited for a new episode. Go check us out. Facebook, Twitter. What's some
Spotify.
Of the other sites out there? Social media.
Instagram, TikTok.
Yeah, all of those. All of those we have. So if you...
MySpace.
We don't use MySpace. All three of us have a MySpace. Jacob, I created a MySpace for you.
What? I gotta get this MySpace out.
Yeah.
Under the name McLovin.
Spend so much time on the MySpace page. Mm-hmm. MySpace at Crackin' Crime. Everything else at Crackin' Crime. Go check us out. We do hilarious videos.
All the time.
I mean, it's pretty constant. I mean, I'm surprised. That's like all that you'll find on TikTok.
Videos are good. Yeah. All the time.
That's what I just did one of the UFC fight. Of the crazy, like, minute knockout. Well, submission.
Of John Jones?
John Jones.
Epic. He is the GOAT. He's the GOAT.
Yeah, it was such a good fight.
And he says I like that the first thing he did is say, I want to fight Stipe, considered the greatest heavyweight of all time. Great. And I think Stipe is going to give him a run for his money. Stipe is a fantastic heavyweight.
Yeah.
I think it'd be an interesting fight.
I do too. He's also a firefighter.
You know that?
What?
He's also a firefighter. He's an active firefighter.
I did not know
that. When he goes to fight and stuff, he takes like a leave of absence from firefighting.
Well, I'm sure he would have to. He probably couldn't be on active duty whilst in the ring. He just takes like vacation days. It's like I just need a week off for training.
I'm sure. I don't know. You're the cop, like first responder.
Well, that's
cops,
what I would
police.
Have to do. I would have to be cops,
police, troops, libtards out there going. We're not going political. But they're out there fighting for trees.
I don't even know what you're saying.
Save the paper.
I don't know where you're at. I'd love to jump in, but I don't even know where you are right now.
I don't know where I'm at, so don't jump in. Then we'll both be lost. Somebody's got to get us home. Sorry, moving on.
Moving on.
Like I said, Seth had one too many.
I tried to make a joke work, and there wasn't none there.
There wasn't a joke to be found.
I swing till my arms are too tired to pick
you know
up.
What,
you know
what? You know what I could do? I could go ahead and edit all that out.
Nah, we don't.
I'm not gonna do.
We're not nosy beans.
we'll just keep going. So basically, the premise, if you haven't gotten it by now, we're like episode whatever 20 something.
411 today.
Yeah. If you haven't figured out by now, we don't really edit. This is just Ever. You guys listening to us, have some fun, tell some stories to each other. And most of the time, Seth has no idea what we're talking about or why.
It shocks me with it.
I do. Yes.
Now that I think about it, this is like my fifth. This time being on here with both of you.
Yeah, we've been doing this quite a bit.
It's your fifth time with both? I thought this was the second time that you've been on here with both of us.
I think it's like third.
This is my second threesome. I've only had. Oddly enough, they're both all male.
Seth doesn't know what he's talking about at this point.
Sure do.
Sure do.
Anyway, I'd like to thank our patrons.
Oh, Patreon!
Patreon,
go check us out.
Hariba!
If
I can't.
Are you telling us on delay? Get on with it.
I can't roll my R's.
I can't.
My face getting red. Like, paste as white as it gets.
All right, so if you want to help us out, grow our studio a little bit, maybe get Seth a chair that doesn't creakle and crackle the whole time, then...
That was 100% Justin's mouth.
Then go check us out on Patreon, become a Patreon, get some bonus content.
Yeah, what's $10 a month?
I know, or three. You could do three.
4.5 McChickens with tax. I mean, come on,
right.
Man.
I know.
I'll buy you the McChickens. I don't know. I've been crawling in a crawl space for 8 hours at a time, 3 days in a row. I'm pretty exhausted. I would like to apologize to not only Grandma, but everyone for what's about to happen.
That's why I'm here.
That's
just
why
for the extra laughs.
We're all here.
We're all here.
That's why you're listening. You're listening because you want to have a little fun. And it's so fun to laugh at Seth.
Yeah, let's have a giggle at my expense.
Yeah, I'm in. All right. So,
patrons. We're still
Patreons. We are. I haven't moved on. No, I'm still there.
Grandmama. I'd like to thank her for being a patron.
Yes. Thank you, Grandmama, for being a patron. Mr. Garcia, Mr. Sexy Mexi, down in Texas.
It's a good
state.
Yeah,
buddy.
I was born there. It's a good state.
It is a good state. I lived there for a little while. I'm more cowboy than
I
you.
I was almost born there.
You were not almost born there. You were
know,
like
you
six months
you
old.
Know. You don't know where what he was thinking about. He was considered it. He was in like,
maybe.
I was going through my options there.
And you decided Mom and Dad haven't even talked about Texas at this point.
You know what the deal was? Sam, you offered to have Taco Bell. And Sam was like, no, I want Wendy's. And he was like, that's it. I'm packing up my intestines and I'm getting out of here. I ain't gonna keep living like this.
That does sound pretty accurate. Yeah. I love me some Taco Bell.
I was an independent child.
I love Taco Bell. Taco Bell's...
It's the shit.
God gave us a heartbeat, air, and T-Bell.
That's right.
In that order.
Yeah. Authentic Mexican food. So good.
Did you know that...
Mexico-ish as it gets.
It is.
Too.
Do you know 100%. The founder of Taco Bell?
Yeah. His name was... Jesus. Glory to him.
All right. Well, the real creator's name was Glenn Bell.
Hmm. Oh, I really do. I think you should be on here with us more, because he does have a lot of info. Did you give him a heads up that this is what it was going to be about? Is that how he knows, or is that just general information for you?
This is general. I like it.
That's awesome. I do that same stuff, too, where I've always, like, if I find something interesting or I think about something, I just start Googling the crap out of it and reading random information.
That's what it does.
I like that. I'll think of something and then I'll instantly Google search it. My phone will be in my hand instantly when I'm thinking about something.
Knowledge is power.
See, when I was his age, I'm going to go ahead and go back a couple of years. Not many, but a few.
Back in 1990.
When I would...
42, right after the war.
When I would go have Taco Bell and I'd be like, you know, I love this place. I wonder...
What year did you say?
That was full shit. We're moving on.
We're moving on. We've done
1942, is that what you said?
Yes.
1945.
You're getting too technical now. I was literally just making things
World
up.
War II. <He's> a...
He kind of gets some of that from me, so...
Talking about the Spanish War.
That one was quietly going on for a lot longer.
Brush up on your Brazilian wars. Are you getting my hits yet? It's literally nothing but doo-doo coming out of my mouth.
Yeah, he doesn't know what he's talking about. Wow. So, what I'm saying is back in my day when I wanted to know something, we had to go to an encyclopedia. We had to go to a book.
It's located in a place called a library.
Right, a library? And I was like, whoa.
Now you're saying that like I say it, library.
A library, yeah. I'm leaving out an R.
There's definitely more R's in there.
There's definitely more R's in there.
One more R.
And I don't remember if it's Lurberry, Library,
moving
Library.
Your face is getting red.
Is it? But anyway, this today, where people just have information, at least you're retaining some. I appreciate that.
Yeah.
You didn't have to Google the owner of Taco Bell.
We are founder. Again. Founder.
Mm. Oh, I'm sorry. That's what I meant, was the founder. Yeah. Holy crap.
He is actually the owner of the one we go to, though.
Right. Yeah.
Lived there for 23 years. 3 months, 2 weeks. What's next?
Anyway, we're still talking Patreon. Our patrons, thank you so much to all of our patrons out there. One that we haven't mentioned yet is Phelps Harvest. Check out Phelps Harvest on Facebook.
CBD. You got to give it to the guy. $10 a month for good advertising for the best podcast in the world. He's ahead of the curve.
I've been meaning to throw out there. I've been in talks. This is kind of a big. This is telling you guys too. I've been in talks with some managers. We're gonna try to get some special guests,
especially the founder of Tennessee Customs.
So people call him in. Yeah. So I'm pretty excited. So I'm hoping to have. Kevin Hart's one name that I've been kicking around. I've been talking with a bunch of people.
He's always leaving me voicemails. And
I know.
He's a good guy, but... I know his heart means well, but...
Right.
He's was it Ben that met him?
What's that?
Wasn't it Ben that met him?
No, we actually met him. He asked to hang out, and we're going to tell him that the bus was full, but he could see behind us, and he could see the open seats, so we couldn't lie to him, and we had to let him on, even though we really didn't want to.
Right, and... Then he was cracking a little bit too many jokes and stuff, but then he wanted to come on the podcast, and we've been kicking it around, but I don't know yet.
C-list celebrities they're always trying to get your business. You know?
I know. So we've been entertaining letting Kevin Hart come on, but right now we're
sorry for that in advance.
Right. So we'll have to see.
Is that your fourth one?
That's
easily
two. Yeah.
Easily. Four.
So, anyway, just in case you guys do happen to hear him pop on or, you know, like we call him or something. We've also been talking Funny Man Mike Garcia. Yeah. We're going to try to...
That one I'm excited about.
I know.
Right, now you're talking big names.
Way better. And, I mean, no offense to Kevin Hart because he's good.
He's all right,
But I don't know. We're going to have some fun with Mike Garcia.
We're actually going to have to put something in the description being like, no offense, Kevin Hart.
Why would I do that? I've said it. Yeah. So, anyway, be on the edge of your seat waiting because we are going to have some Mike Garcia on here with us one of these days. It's going to be pretty fun.
Sexy Mexi.
Yeah, that is his stage name.
Arriba. Sorry. I'm trying to...
He's still trying your R's. That's not going well. All right.
Wait, so what are we talking about today? Let's talk about Segor.
So, going along with Glenn Bell, I wanted to talk about, actually, his grandfather, Alexander.
No. One of us has to have their hands on the wheel here, otherwise we're going to go off the highway.
All right, the wheels just come off. All right. See, this is where Kevin Hart can learn some stuff from us. All right. Okay, so today we are talking about Henry Louise Wallace. Yes.
He's got three names.
He does have three names.
Definitely a supervillain.
Supervillain, because he goes by three. He absolutely is a supervillain. He's still alive and kicking. Born, Jacob's getting all crazy over here. November 4th. 1965.
You don't want to read the laptop asbestos to catch the information that's given to you and then react solely from the chesticles.
Right. This is how... So I get a read. Okay? I'll read from the laptop.
Sometimes he'll just stop reading completely and start giving you information he feels would fit better.
Then. Right. And I got a feeling I'm going to do that quite a little bit today.
Me too.
But... I want you to hear it, and I want your guys' reactions to the information that I'm giving you.
Honest, unbiased.
Absolutely. Whatever you say gets caught right here in this microphone. All right?
Lowe's knows how to help make your home holiday ready for less. Get Select Style Selections vinyl flooring for just $1.99 per square foot and have it installed before the festivities begin. Our team can help you every step of the way. See a Lowe's Red Vest associate or visit lowes.com/holiday install to get started. Lowe's, we help, you save. Basic install only. Date restrictions apply. Subject to availability. Install by independent contractor. See associate for details. Contiguous U.S. only.
It's permanent because we don't edit.
Yeah, I know.
What you say,
so pay attention.
It's out there.
Definitely think about what you're saying. All right? You don't want to just throw stuff out there because I don't have the patience to edit it.
No, you don't just throw something out there and then apologize for it afterwards.
Oh, Reba.
Reba.
So that's kind of what we're
for. You're getting the hang of it. He knows what's going on here.
And... we are kind of known, like, around the world now. We are.
Yeah.
So, yeah, we've had at least one or two listens.
Switzerland?
Yeah. At least one or two listens over there.
Okay, so Africa is a continent, right?
Yes.
Yeah, so there's that other place there that's called South Africa. Completely different continent. Same name.
What are you talking about? All right. We are talking Henry Louis Wallace.
What did he do? Why are we talking about him?
Okay. So, the main reason we brought him up today is because he disgraced the wonderful name of Taco Bell. And they...
We were right.
They were calling him the Taco Bell Strangler.
I'll be damned. It's actually about Taco Bell.
Yeah. It's, what do you think, that was coinky dinky or what?
The only thing I want to strangle at Taco Bell is my penis because I'm excited. Sorry, Grandma. You say Taco Bell and I get to itching for my crotch. Let me at it. Why is this
happening? No idea. Why do you think that?
Oh, God, I'm just saying. You get
Remember, no editing.
Talking about a bean burrito, I get all antsy and fancy.
Get that five-layer burrito. Reason it's five layers.
Quesadilla's so good, I get hard into wood. Oh, child likey. Child so cold.
Oh my god. Alright.
Let's go to Taco Bell after this. Yeah, I'm gonna need some tissue. Not because I'm crying.
Oh.
Terrence.
My God.
No, we're going to start. Get. I'm done. All right, we got to move on.
We got to move on.
The Taco Bell Strangler.
Oh, my gosh.
We were right, though. We were not. Were we?
Yeah, we were right.
Yeah. I told you we were talking about Taco Bell Strangler. Mm. Neither one of them believed me that it was even a thing. And I feel bad for the victims. Because you guys didn't know nothing about it.
They did have a good last meal, though.
Yeah, you're right there.
I mean,
yeah.
If that was one way I was going to go, I'd go eating some T-Bell and Strangler.
We got to
get it. Let's go. Moving on.
So, early life.
I don't care about this.
I know. I'm not going to talk about it. Yeah, I'm not talking about it.
Move on.
He was born in South Carolina. That comes up. And so we'll talk about that. He was also in the military. Yeah, well, a disgrace to the military. I feel bad for the military that they employed him.
Boo.
Yeah.
Yeah. So this guy goes on to start murdering people. Again, I told you he's born in 65. He starts murdering people in 1990. So it's only a 4-year stretch where he's murdering. And then he goes...
How old was he at that time? Does it say, or do you know?
Well, it doesn't say, but I can do basic math, and that would be about 25 years.
Yeah, give or take a couple, 30 or so.
Yeah, give or take a couple of months. Yeah, right around 25. Yeah.
Here we go.
So then when he's in his 30s, he's sentenced to, death. Wow. Yeah, he's still alive and kicking, though. I said that at the beginning. Bell Strangler is still out there.
In prison, I presume.
In prison?
Yep.
Yeah. They're just not... They're not carrying out his sentence yet.
He's been around for far too long.
Could be choking on some Taco Bell chicken, but now he's just choking his own chicken. I like to choke my chicken to Taco Bell chicken. God damn it, I'm sorry, Grandma. I was bad. I'm tired, I'm out of it.
No editing, Seth. No editing.
He starts getting in trouble up in Washington. I said he was in the military for a little while, so he did move around. He starts getting in some trouble.
Honorable discharge, or he leaves.
No, it was honorable.
Okay, so yeah. He leaves there good terms. So yeah. He's an upstanding young man, goes to the Army, does his term or service, whatever.
Yep, does his service.
Leaves there. Okay.
Yep. It says that he attends high school, he's elected to the student council, he's a cheerleader, graduates in 83.
Was he a cheerleader?
it says he was. I don't have any actual proof of that. He becomes a DJ for a local radio station in Barnwell, several colleges before he joins the Navy in 85. He marries his high school sweetheart, Moretta Brabham. In 87, and then he was honorably discharged from the Navy in 88. So he does 3 years in the Navy.
Okay.
They move up to Washington. This is where he starts to unravel. Okay? So apparently during his time in the Navy, he begins to use drugs, including crack cocaine.
Nobody wants you to put your hand down your pants, yes, sir.
I was grabbing my chapstick. And for one, who goes straight to crack? You know?
I know. This apparently, Henry...
Would you like a beer? No, but I'll have one of those crack rocks over there.
Yeah. It seems like he just kind of jumps right into everything, both feet. He's like, you know what? I've never done anything. I think I'm going to try crack.
I think I'll have a chalupa, 2 soft tacos, and a couple crack rocks.
Pretty much.
It goes great with Baja Blast. It really does.
So then he ends up getting in trouble for some warrants come down for burglaries for him in Seattle. So now he's doing drugs. He's breaking into places and stealing stuff. So in January of 88, he's arrested for breaking into a hardware store. Hmm. Yeah, he pleads guilty. He gets sentenced to 2 years of supervised probation. He did not show up to most of the meetings that are mandatory. Hmm. So he's not doing what he's supposed to be doing. He still successfully completes probation. they're like upstanding, very good young man.
Weird. It don't work that way no more.
Yeah,
they need a bounty hunter for him.
I know.
I order you to go to these classes. Oh, you're not going to go? All right. I'll tell you what.
Yeah, well, then I guess we have nothing left to do other than to release you from probation. So, good job, sir. Yeah.
Handle your crack responsibly from now on.
Well, it's not very long. This is America,
for God's sakes.
So, he ends up in 1990 murdering Tashonda Bethia. And I'm sorry about the names. I don't know if I'm going to get them, like, pronounce them all right. But he dumps her body in a lake in his hometown. It was not until weeks later.
Right. Still, we're still in Washington, right?
Well, so I believe so. Okay. Yeah, I believe we're still in Washington, and this is where he commits his first murder. Mm. Okay, so he's questioned by the police regarding her disappearance and death, but he's never formally charged.
Mm. Says he's just such a good guy and he's outstanding in everything he does.
I know. So he's also questioned in connection with an attempted rape of a 16-year-old girl in Barnwell. But he's never charged with that either. So by this time, his marriage is starting to fall apart. I don't understand why.
I don't get it. No. Through thick and thin.
Right. I mean, I don't get it. Sounds like he was doing a pretty good job.
Yeah.
Being a husband. Yeah. Raping other girls and killing girls, doing drugs, breaking into a bunch of stuff. Yeah. I mean, yeah. Not sounds like he's around all the time.
Taco Bell, he just gets it for himself, apparently. You know, fuck.
Right. Well, at this point, he hadn't brought Taco Bell into it. You know what I mean? So, he hadn't figured out who he is as, like, a serial killer at this point. This point, he's just kind of, you know, high on all these drugs, and he's just doing everything all willy-nilly. Okay? In 1991, he breaks into his old high school and the radio station where he once worked, steals all the video and recording equipment, and was then caught trying to pawn them. Yeah.
Yeah, it usually doesn't work out.
So he decides, screw this. I'm in South Carolina, my hometown, right? I had moved back home. This isn't working. I'm out. Right, so it's 91. He moves to Charlotte, North Carolina. Completely different state. He's good. Okay? So he finds jobs at fast food restaurants. So this is where we're starting to...
Sorry if you're hearing dogs yelping in the background. There's a young female puppy and a young horny male puppy out there. We're talking about T-Bell, so there's no telling what's going to happen. And we are not going to edit it out.
We're not. No, they're just, yeah.
All right. Sorry to interrupt you. Continue. No, that's all right. I keep hearing it in the background, though. I'm like, yeah, it's getting hot out there. Some stuff is going on.
So at this point, he's only killed Tashonda in 1990 that we know of at this point. And nobody knew of at that point. They didn't know that he was associated. But he eventually breaks and he tells everybody. But then he also, this, and I don't know how he's never charged with the attempted rape of this 16-year-old girl. Yeah, that blows my mind. That
should not go,
Right. Blows no, my that, mind. He absolutely should have been in prison for that.
Yeah, for the rest of his life.
This guy doing
now
crack.
We're 1992.
Hey?
What?
This guy doing crack, he was near the situation. Right. Nah, good guy.
Good guy.
Couldn't be him.
Yeah.
Smoking his crack. It's fine.
So now he picks up Sharon Nance. She's a convicted drug dealer and a prostitute. When she demands payment for her services, Wallace beats her to death, then drops her body by the railroad tracks. She's found a few days later. He then strangles Carolyn Love at her apartment, dumps her body in a wooded area. After he killed her, he and her sisters file a missing persons report at the police station. It would be almost 2 years before her body was discovered in a wooded area in Charlotte. He murdered Shauna Hawk after visiting her at her home.
So now he's up to three?
This is like five.
Oh, wow. We really jumped up there.
Yeah. No, I mean, it's just like this paragraph is just like, killed her, killed her, killed her, killed her, killed her.
Jeez.
Yeah. So, Shauna Hawk, and this is, I don't know if it'll go into this, but I had read this earlier, so we'll just say it now. So Shauna Hawk was the roommate of his girlfriend at the time. Mm. So I'll try to find this in the reading.
I thought he was married.
They got a divorce.
Okay.
Yeah, so this is jumping through everything really quick, what I'm reading now. But they end up, after the first murder, he moves on his own. So he's not married anymore. They break up. He's single now. So now he's dating this gal, and he waits until she's at work, and then he goes to the apartment where he then murders her roommate, which I believe is Shauna Hawk, and then takes the body and then dumps her somewhere else, goes back over to his girlfriend's apartment when they're trying to find her, and he helps them look, and then he later attends her funeral.
Jeez.
He's the most emotional person at the funeral.
Yeah, he probably was. I mean, he also visited the bodies. I mean, if you know anything about serial killers, or if you've ever watched any of the movies about people who interview them, stuff like that, it's really interesting because a lot of them then go back to the scene of the crime, or they go back to where they dumped the bodies, or they put themselves in the victim's family's lives to be, you know, like they get to relive this murder.
And it's almost like it's their way of coping with it and finding a way to, what's the word I'm looking for, justify their own crimes, or either that, or they're just that sick and demented that
I think they're that sick and demented. Especially
way,
him.
Wrong.
I mean, at this point, we're talking like 5-6 girls that he's done this to.
Yeah.
And this is jumping through
rape,
it.
So it probably has a lot to do with that also.
Oh, yeah. He's raping all of them.
Yeah.
It's not talking about this. So what he was doing is he was like, he would grab them and he would start to strangle them. Then he would rape them. Then he would strangle them again. And then, like, one of them, he dumped her in a bathtub full of water. But she was still strangled before she was dumped in there. But he just left her body in there. And then he starts burning a few of them. It's like 2 or 3. He takes the bodies out. He burns them. A couple of them, he hit them. And then it was years before their bodies were found.
In my opinion, his punishment should be that he should be getting what he gave.
Well, I actually was thinking that probably was the case, but I found out then while doing the reading that after he's convicted, he's in prison, he marries a former nurse. So, like, there's girls out there that are like, hey, you've raped and tortured and killed all of these girls. I'll marry you while you're in prison. It's just unbelievable to me. It really is.
In prison.
Can't match with anyone on Tinder. I guess you're my only option. Jesus Christ.
All right, so now in March of 93, Hawk's mother...
Wait, did nobody question around him that every girl was just dying around him?
So,
I'm sure they didn't know.
I'm sure at this point in time, he wasn't killing a ton of them that were like closely associated with him.
Yeah.
They were associated with other people.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So a couple of them were fairly closely associated with him. Like, this is actually, so I don't know if I'm going to read it, but I'll just tell you. So what ends up happening, he's a manager at Taco Bell. Okay? So a couple of the employees of his end up murdered. They then get tied back to this specific Taco Bell in the news, and then they dub him the Taco Bell Strangler before they ever know who this is. Because it's two murders. They then don't realize that he was the manager at this Taco Bell, and he had killed, like, people who frequented Taco Bell and, like, all this stuff. So a lot of his later victims are associated one way or another with the Taco Bell. But it's all sexually motivated. It's all strangulation, and it's really bad. So we'll see if that's where... but in March of 93, Hawk's mother, which that was the Shauna Hawk, and then he, remember, went to her funeral. So her name, the mom's name was Dee Sumpter, and her grandmother, Judy Williams, founded Mothers of Murder Offspring, a Charlotte-based support group for parents of murdered children. So this was, from what I had seen and heard, this was his girlfriend's roommate. And he was closely involved with all of her family. Mm-hmm. They had no idea that he was the murderer. And then even when they were going on with this support group, and they helped tons of victims' families.
Yeah.
You know, just crazy. So in June of 93, he then kills his co-worker, Audrey Spain. Her body was found 2 days later. August 10th of 93, he kills Valencia Jumper. This is when he sets her on fire to cover. And he also went to her funeral as well.
Burn in holy fire.
That's not good.
No,
not good at all. That's a month later, he went to an apartment of Michelle Stinson, a struggling college student and a single mother of two sons. He strangled and stabbed her in front of the oldest son, which was not very old. He actually tried to strangle one of the children, but the both of the kids survived. It was just the mother that lived. 94, he kills Vanessa Little Mac in her apartment. She has two daughters, aged 7 and 4 months at the time of her death.
Wow.
Also in March of 94, he robbed and strangled Betty Bookum. Afterwards, he takes valuables from the house. Then he leaves the apartment with her car. He pawns everything except for the car, which he leaves at a shopping center.
He was probably thinking he was invincible at the time.
I'm thinking that he was thinking that. But, I mean, eventually, it's not a while. I mean, it's a while later. Because then he goes back to the apartment complex, knowing that Vernon Woods would be at work so he could murder his girlfriend, Brandy Henderson. He strangles Henderson. Oh, this is where he strangles the little toddler. He strangles her and her son, Therese, that night, takes valuables from the apartment and left. The police beefed up patrols in the East Charlotte after two bodies of young black women were found at the Lake apartment complex. So even though Wallace is still sneaking around, robbing, strangling, and then he ends up stabbing Deborah Slaughter, her body's found in March of 94. Finally, he's arrested March 13th of 94. For 12 hours, he confessed to the murders of 10 women in Charlotte. Jeez. He describes it all in detail. Their appearances.
About 4 years, right? So he kills that he admitted to 12 women in a span of 4 years.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I mean,
For no reason. Dude. Just cowardice acts.
Oh, yeah.
Biggest chicken shit I think we've read about in I don't know how long. I mean.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's. He describes them in detail, how he raped him, robbed him, killed him, and all about his drugs, everything else. Everybody in Charlotte is upset. They're angry with the law enforcement. How did they let this get out? You know, how did they let it go on for so long? Yeah, all kinds of different things. Very first
rape accusation. I mean,
right.
If you would have stopped him there, you could have saved...
That was in South Carolina.
You could have saved 11 lives.
Right. Oh, I know. Well, it would have been 10.
That many kids would have had a mom.
I don't think he ever got charged with the first one.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I mean,
and he never got charged with the rape attempt. Yeah.
Nuts.
So,
failed law enforcement on that one.
I know.
But back then, I mean...
I know.
It was so much harder to... So much more difficult to...
Well, because you didn't have DNA, you didn't have video cameras, you didn't have a lot of stuff,
I mean,
you know.
Back in the 90s, that was when it was first starting to become a thing, wasn't it?
No, it was 2000s.
Or was it more 2000s?
For DNA.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was 2000s. One of the cases I want to talk about in the future, the Beatrice Six, is one that's absolutely insane. But that one is, finally solved because of DNA, but that doesn't happen until the 2000s.
I'm actually thinking next week we should do the Murdaugh, the ones that are all over the news right
now.
Yeah,
I just watched that documentary.
Because it's live and it's going on right now. People want to hear about it, I think.
Right.
I think we should definitely talk about Murdaugh.
We
should both research that and go after it.
I watched all the documents and our documentaries and stuff. Yeah, I have watched
them. I didn't realize they had it. We have documentaries going like crazy already on it.
Yeah, they do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think it was more of an opiate thing for him. Wasn't he on all kinds of
opiate
narcotics and stuff like that per day?
They say that he had a really bad prescription But he was also an attorney.
What I hear.
What's that?
I said a massive...
That's what they're saying. That's supposedly. What they claim. Right.
I mean, excuses are excuses. Either you're a monster or not, but...
Right. Yeah, this guy, the Murdaugh, I mean... We could go in. That would be a great one for a couple of weeks. But
we'll pause it, but I think I definitely say we get into it. I think that's the next one we do.
Yeah, no, and I think that Jacob can be there with us on that one.
Yeah.
And then we all three watch the documentaries, and then we can just come in, we can tell the story, and then we can...
three different points of view on, the same
matter. I think that we do that. That'll be a little bit of a different podcast than what we've typically done, too, so I think that'll be good.
I think we should do that.
We all watched three different documentaries.
No, we watched the same one. Same documentary. You watch OJ. You watch.
Oh, Murdaugh. Did you say Murdaugh? I watched OJ, but I don't believe anything about that one.
No, we watched the same crime just in different documentaries.
Just watch different documentaries, which I've already watched a couple different ones, because there's a 2020 about it. The 2020 one is awesome.
See, I didn't know it was going. I've heard the name Murdaugh, but I didn't really know what it was until recently, since the verdict. I had no idea. I was kind of a ghost.
So when you watch the 2020 version of it, you get the murders, what he was on trial for, and that was the murder of his son and his wife.
Yeah.
Right. And then they go into it, into the trial with the verdict. If you watch on Netflix about Murdaugh. That's about the boat wreck, what his son was charged with.
Yeah.
And that is a crazy story, and that's told by all of the people that were there. So all of the other people that were in the boat tell the story about what happened, and then they tell briefly about the murders, and you're like, oh my God, that's crazy.
I might take a break from my Game of Thrones binging I've been doing here this week and watch that. I've got myself, though.
It's a lot.
I think in the last 4 or 5 weeks... Me and Jacqueline started Game of Thrones, and now we're up to, I think we're right at season 6 is where we're about to start.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, we've been just hammering through. Well, then
you just knocked that out. So
I had to force her to get into it. Like, she was not having it the first few episodes. Mm-hmm. She's like, well, the brother and the sister are doing it, and this and that and that. I'm like, look, I promise it gets good. Just give it some freaking time. But it took me like 6 episodes to really get her into it. Now she just won't. I'm tired of yawning. She's like, ooh, one more.
Oh, yeah, dude, that's how I was when I watched it. It was like,
love it.
It's 2 a.m. I got to get up in 3 hours. We got to, oh my God, it was.
I just didn't know if it was going to be. So when I read up to like the third. So you got Tyrion killing his dad. You got Joffrey dying and choking to death. All that stuff happening right then and there. I thought that there's no way you could shock me more than that. I thought that was the peak of it. And so far, nothing's really happened that was that big, but a lot of things that have happened that were really good that kept me into it. But I'm assuming some more crazy stuff's about to start happening.
It gets crazy. It's a great series.
Yeah. All right, sorry. Let's get back on the story.
So while he's on death row, he ends up getting sentenced. There's a bunch of stuff in there about what happens. And they have FBI serial murder profilers in there, and they talk to him, and they do all kinds of stuff. And then... it goes to trial. He's convicted of murder. Boom. Now he's on death row. He's sentenced to death for like 9 of the murders. So he's sentenced to death like 9 times. And this is in like 95, 97, something like that. Now in 90, it was 97, sorry. So he's sentenced to death in 97. So in 98, he marries a former prison nurse, Rebecca Torrijos. In a ceremony next to the execution chamber where he's been sentenced to die.
When you say former nurse, I'm assuming she was there at the prison with him for a while.
You know what? I don't know that, but that's also what I assume.
Fairly.
I would say it's a good assessment. Yeah. So he's appealed it, stating confessions were coerced and his constitutional rights were violated. This and that, but in 05, they reject his last appeal, and they're like, sentenced to death, dude. But he's never been carried out.
For almost 20 years, pretty much.
Yeah, and they have no, day in sight. So, they can't get the...
For over 20 years.
Yeah, they keep prolonging,
Carolina.
In North Carolina.
North Carolina, that's what you're saying. Yeah, this is all in North Carolina.
So it's all in North Carolina.
Very red state, right?
What's that?
Very red state, right?
I'm not 100% sure.
Oh, I thought the Carolinas were red. Well, it's kind of surprising to see someone be on death row that long and not get executed in a red state. If I'm not mistaken.
Right, but I'm not 100% sure.
If it was Texas, he'd have been dead.
Right, Texas is a little bit different, but...
You kill someone, nobody, they'll kill you back.
But nobody, right now, for a while, they have been able to get the cocktail to be able to sentence anybody. It's very, very, very expensive to make. So there's nobody making it, and it's such somebody a controversial like him, subject.
I'd be okay with, what's that, the gun one?
Oh, the firing squad.
Firing squad, yeah. Firing squad hanging. I mean, if you're raping women like that,
right?
Leaving kids motherless and all that stuff. I mean,
right. You know, we talked about that one. It was the female down in Missouri, where she cut the baby out of the mother.
I remember that.
Killed the mother, and then she drives back, tells everybody, pretended like she had left to have the baby, and she was killed. She was sentenced to death, and she was the very first female, since COVID, that was, they carried out the execution.
Yeah, that's some
100%. I mean, I agree with it in those circumstances. I absolutely do. This guy sits there and tells about how he raped, murdered, and tortured those three things, but he does this to 10, 11 women. I'm sorry. You're good to go, dude.
You did your deal. I mean, there's no I was in a bad state of my mind. No, that was a bad life. I mean, you're talking about several years.
Yeah, but what?
With no remorse.
Number one. I mean, he soiled the Taco Bell name.
I know.
Ridiculous.
Do it at a fucking. Don't do it at all, obviously. But if you're going to. McDonald's or Wendy's.
Right.
I mean,
you're not going to hurt McDonald's name.
Don't come in our Taco Bell heaven and bring your nastiness to it.
I know. It's ridiculous.
It's like saying the Lord's name in vain in church.
I know.
Yeah.
I agree.
Pretty sure I've done that before.
Have you?
When does that ever happen? That's never happened.
No, don't say that.
Do not say that.
Let's all go to Taco Bell and say a prayer.
Remember the song God of Country Music? Just God of Taco Bell.
So,
that's for all the
I don't know.
Straight fans out there.
But I would, you know, I guess, like if you, what, it was a pretty big insult to Taco Bell to ever put that in there.
Yeah.
But it's also an insult to this guy. I mean, you know what I mean? Like,
yep.
You get the fast food name serial killer. You're out there, you're doing all this stuff. I mean, he's just working his tail off to try to, you know, he doesn't get the BTK, he doesn't get the, you know.
I hope when he gets to hell that every day he served Taco Bell for fucking lunch and it's the shit refried beans.
They've been sitting there for four hours.
They haven't changed them out yet. You're like, God damn it, I'm still happy I came though. But that sucks. Because you're still happy because you know that you have tomorrow to try again. I hope that's what he does, and every day is the same refried beans. Cheese just a little burnt. They're out of mild sauce. I hope he orders no onions and they pack that motherfucker full. Piece of shit.
Yeah. No,
coward.
I know, it's fucking awful.
Oh, I hate that.
And how... I really, truly don't understand. He didn't know this gal at all before he gets sentenced to fucking death in prison. And then before they carry it out, he's allowed to marry somebody? Are you shitting me?
Makes no sense. And how... May God have mercy on this woman's soul. But how do you let him explain to you all these murders?
I know.
All these rapes. And you find a way to justify it. And
I know. I don't get it, man. It's crazy, but, you know, people do people.
Makes no sense to me at all.
No. No, it doesn't me either. But it happened. We didn't do it. They did it. We're just talking about it over here. So, anyway, that's all I got for Taco Bell Strangler. And oddly enough, I tried looking up his name, and I couldn't find nothing under his name. Then I Googled Taco Bell Strangler, and then it was just like everywhere associates his name with it and everything. So I'm like, oh, I guess.
Taco Bell Strangler. God damn it, it's not working. Strangler. Oh, there's too many of them. Taco Bell. Quesadilla. Chicken? Yeah, okay, I'm going. What was I doing again?
What was I doing?
I don't care. Damn, I was saying all that. My mouth's getting watery and my pants are getting tighter. God damn. Give me a bean burrito. Ugh, tissue, please. I think it's stat on both.
All right.
It was good for me. Was it good for you? Sir, please pull forward.
Oh, that's great. Oh, did you get it over there?
Alrighty.
Messing with it all that time, and then I finally was going to help you here?
No, I did the knot.
Oh, you did it? Okay.
There was a knot, like, right down here, and it was bothering me the entire time.
Well, you got it out of there. Are you singing over there now?
I was trying to run. Oh, Reba!
That's what he was saying the entire time.
He did. He said it a couple of times.
Okay. Alright, you think just because you got a mustache and you're tan and you can roll your R's, you're better than me?
That's what I believe, and I'm sticking to it.
Well, it might be true. But I got my driver's license and I can go to Taco Bell right now.
Alright, well, thank you guys. I appreciate it. Again, tune in next time because we may or may not have a guest. We'll have to see if we allow Kevin Hart or not. But definitely maybe Sexy Mexi.
Tell you what I will do, though. I say next week, let's do something to post on there. I'd like to get some people involved. Let's do a deal where you comment a suggestion of a podcast episode you want us to do and your name. You'll go into a drawing, and I'll give you a $50 Taco Bell gift card. We'll mail it to you. Okay? Taco Bell, you want to sponsor this? Give me, Jamie, and Jacob here. Yours worth a Taco Bell? That'd be fucking great.
I'd say
life. And Jergens, while we're talking about it, Jergens, give me some lotion. They go hand in hand. Hand in hand. All right? But I'm saying, $50 gift card, Taco Bell. We need suggestions. If your name gets pulled out, we'll do an episode of your suggestion, and you get a gift card.
Absolutely. Where are they commenting?
They're commenting on the post of this podcast when we post it.
When we post it on our social media? So Airware. Any of our social media?
Airware. Yeah.
Airware.
Okay. You got to like it. You got to share it. You got to post your suggestion.
Okay. And then we're giving away a
$50 gift card for T-Bell.
T-Bell gift card.
Yep.
All right.
Nothing wrong with that, huh?
No, that sounds great. I think I'm going to comment.
Yeah, me too.
We're not eligible. Us three are not eligible.
You're going to get a used $50 gift card with $3 left and 11 cents. And a picture of my fat ass with refried beans smeared on my face. And a tissue stuck to my hip.
Hey, it'll still be a $50 gift card. I don't care if it's mostly used.
Whatever's left is left, you know?
You can buy a beefy five-layer burrito on it, but... Still one. You get one free one. Everybody gets one.
Goddamn right. You get a couple tacos for that.
All right, guys. Remember, check us out all there. You want to get into this drawing? Go do what Seth just said to do. All right?
All of it.
All of it. Not part of it. All of it.
Like it, share it, post it. Twist like it, turn it, post it, pop it.
Oh, awesome. All right. Thank you, guys. See you next week.
Till next time.
Till next time.